אמר רב כהנה, רחוב שאחרי הבתים, רחוב was an enclosed area. Let us see what Rashi says. Rechov she'achay reyabatim. We should have a picture also on the Perish Chai. Yes, page 61. It's a picture 81. So we have a rechov she'achay reyabatim. That means this was an area in back. The chotzer was in the front. The Rechava was in the back. And if, as you notice, in picture 81, there's no Pesach, that's Pasuach, to the Rechava. Rechava she'achay reyabatim, ve'in Pesach habayis Pasuach lo, havu mukefe sheloy ledire. So the hekev was sheloy ledire. V'yaisam ibeis osayim hoyei metaltlim bo'elo ba'arba amit. So if it's more than a beis osayim, so one is not permitted to be metaltel more than daladamas. Rechove she'achay reyabatim, ein metaltlen boy elo bedaladamas. Ba'omar Rav Nachman, im posach loy pesach. But what happened if it's posach loy pesach, and that's picture 82. Mutter letaltel bekuloy. So then one is permitted to be metaltel, and the whole rechove, even though it is more than a base osayim. Pesach matiroi. V'loi amoron elo she posach l'b'seif hukaf. So now the Gemara explains Rav Nachman. That what Rav Nachman says, that if there's a Pesach, that's posuach to the Rechova, one is permitted to be metaltu, loi amoron elo she posach l'b'seif hukaf. That when the enclosure was made, when the mechitza was made, it was already a Pesach. So it's called hukaf l'shem diret. So that is pshat in this memra of Rav Nachman. Let us see Rashi. V'im posach loy pesach min abayis. So then one is permitted. There is a meiridike bir haloche in the beginning of Simen Shin Nun Ches. He asks Akashe, and zeir interessant, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks the same kashe. Rashi on the Mishneh, and Daf Yudchesamad Aleph, in Yudchesamad Aleph we speak about a multitude of Rishuyais which are called Hukif Ledire. Dir, Soya, Mukza, Echotza. That is called Hukif Ledire. A Kalfav is called not Hukif Ledire. So Rashi explains, what is a Kalfav? So Kalfav, Rashi says, is Hekiv Godol Chutz Le'ir, Lahachnisham Eitzim La Oitza. A Kalfav is a large area which was used as a warehouse, a storehouse, a storage area. That's a Hukaf Ledira. What is a Mukze? Mukze is Hukaf Ledira. So Rashi says, Mukze, Rechove She'achay Reyabot. A Rechove She'achay Reyabot. Now, what was the purpose of this Rechove? So the Bir Aloche brings down why from a Ritve, in the last parak in the Ritve, and said, why is this Rechove called Mukze? It's Mukze lefi she'ein mishtamshim bo todir. It's not like a chotzer. U mesimim shom eitzim lo eitzer. The purpose of the Rechove was that you used to put there eitzim lo eitzer. That was the purpose of a Rechove. That's it's called mukze. You are makza things that should remain there. So first of all, we have to understand, so l'cheira, what is the difference between a kalfif and a rechove? Both are oitza for eitzim. So the Bir Aloch explains that the difference is poshet. A kalfif is chutz le'ir, so you put eitzim there, so the eitzim remained there for a good 6 months. So there was no tashmishe dire there. The Rechove she'achayrei beisoi was also an eitzah for eitzim, but fakert, every 6 hours they used to go there to take the eitzim for fuel. So that's called tashmishei dire. So therefore, a Rechove is called hukif ledire, and a kalfav is called loy hukif ledire. Fine, that is pshat na mishne. Frek the Bir Aloche, let's look at our sugya. Omer Rav Kahane, Rechova Shachoyre Yabatim, Ein Metaltum Boy Ela Bedaladamis. A Rechova Yenat Metaltum. So when are you permitted to be metaltal in a rechove? In the summer that is pshat. If there's that Pesach open to rechove, so then it seems it was used conveniently just to say to go out from the bayis to the rechove. So mamel, that's called tashmishe dir. If there's no Pesach, so this is also a noitzer that you went there once in 6 months. So mamel, it's not called hukif ledir. That's lechayre pshat in the gemara. Frektoch the biraloche, so it comes out, a rechove is only mutter if it's posach lebesayf hukav. If there's no pesach, so it's nothing. A kalfif is also mutter if it's posach lebesayf hukav. That's the gemara we had before, that a kalfif is mutter. So why did the Mishnah say stam, a kalfif is loy hukav ledire? A mukta, which is a rechove, is mukav ledira. It matters if it's, there's no bigger yiches of a rechove over a kalf. If it was posach lebesayv hukav, so both of them mukav ledira. If it's not posach lebesayv hukav, so both of them are not mukav ledira. Davmin zogin, that b'derech klal, and this is what the Bir Halacha wants to say, and the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says it, but there a cloud, normally a kalfif was not hukif ledirib because it's chutz leir. That means the halach is if you'll have a dirib, then we posach l'shem, posach l'shem hukaf, it will have a din of hukif ledirib. But that's not a normal tzir. Normally, since it's chutz leir, there's no dirib there. Masha'in kein, a normal rechove, it is posach l'shem hukaf. So that's why the Mishnah said stam, when the Mishnah wanted to speak out the Rishuyas, which are Hukif Ladira, the Mishnah put it all, Soya, Mukta, Chotza, they're all called Mukif Ladira, because Astam Rechove is Posach Lebesayf Hukav. Now they emphasize the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz. Now the Bir Halacha asks, he says the same Peretz, but he says the Lashna Gemara is very shver, because the Gemara starts off, Rechove Shachay Rebatim Eim Et Altlem Boy. Omar Rav Nachman Im Posach Loi Pesach Mutter. Weiss doch ois a normal Rechove, was that called Mukav Ladire? Im Posach Loi Pesach. So my mail of Frank, I say, is doch weiter schwer, the Loshen of Mishneh. Why the Mishneh chaps on, that a Muksa, which is a Rechove, according to Rashi, is Zich Hukav Ladire, And the kalfa was not hukav ledira from our gemara and Daf Chav Dalet that have says given that both of them normally are not mukav ledira. If there's pasach like pasach, then it becomes mukav ledira. So this is the Bir Halacha's kasha. Frag the gemara pasach. So what is Rav Nachman saying? Rav Nachman saying is pasach lepsayif hukav. So then lemaise. One is permitted to be metalto. Frag the Gemara. Posach lo besoif hukaf pshite. So what's the chiddush? And the Gemara lo tzriche de is bei dori. It is speaking about that in this area, let us look at picture 83 on page 62, that in this area, behind the house, there was a goyrin also. And from the Ritva would seem, the way he made the picture, there was a Goyren alone without anything. From the Ritva would seem this Beidori was like a binyan. There was a Beidori behind the house. And later he went and he built a hekif around, this is around the area of the Beidori, and he was malchit further. So there's a bayis, and then there's a Beidori, and then there's an area after the Beidori. Loi tzriche dis bei bei dori. Ma de teima daite de bei dori posach. So I would think the purpose of the Pesach was not for the area after the bei dori. He made the Pesach for the bei dori. So memele, the kafif area is that Pesach does not affect at all the kafif area. Could be, this is a stam rechove, which is not hukav ledira. And the Pesach is, the dasiyas of Pesach was for the beidori. Kamash melon, that no. That I assume that the Pesach was also made for the area behind the beidori. So memele, so that area becomes hukav ledira. Let us see Rashi. Pshite, the Pesach lepsayf hukaf shori, sharei hukaf l'shein Pesach. Leitzrich it is by Beidori, goyrin acher abayis. There's a goyrin behind the bayis. Koidem hekev ha-rechov. That's before the hekev ha-rechov. Maud teim adate de Beidori poschei. V'lav adayte lahakev sham rechovin. The purpose of the Pesach was he should be able to go to the Beit Dori, which is Erishus Bifnei Atzmoi, not to use the Rechava also. It's Kamash Malano. When he made a Pesach, the Pesach is for any Shimush that he could use behind the house, he intends to use it. So Mamela, so this Pesach makes the Hekif, which is made later, a Hukif L'Shem Dir. Pshite leitzriche de isbei beidori. Suktais v'sazoi. We had over here a member of Rav Nachman. Im posach loy pesach muta letaltel bekuloi. And now the Gemara explains Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman means posach ulo b'soif hukav. But hukav ulo b'soif posach loy. So we have Rav Nachman, an explanation of the Gemara al divrei Rav Nachman. So Tosfos says that what the Gemara is the kasha pshita ad Rav Nachman. The Omar in Pesach by Pesach muta letalto porich. The Meforish hashas be Pesach lepsayf hukav. The Gemara explains that Rav Nachman is speaking on Pesach lepsayf hukav. So on this halacha it's poshut. Why should a rechove be worse than a kalfif? That Pesach lepsayf hukav is muta. Avol Ashas the Meforish Loyamoron, that what the Shas explains, that Afke Posach Lepsayf Hukav, Abu Hukav Lepsayf Posach will not help Loy Porich. That's no Kasha. The Kemash Melon, the Hukav Lepsayf Posach Loy Mahani. The Shas is telling us the second half, that a Pesach only helps if Posach Lepsayf Hukav. La Fuki Mahani Amiroi de la Kamen Gabi Abulniki, which it seems that Amiroim that hold, that Hukav Lepsayf Posach will also help. So on the Gemara, there's no Kasha Pshita. No, the way the Gemara explains the member of Rav Nachman, and that the Gemara asks Pshita. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kalfif Yoiser mi beis osoyim, shehukef ledire, v'nisma lemayim. Let us look at picture 84. We have a Kalfif Yoiser mi beis osoyim, shehukef ledire. So this whole area was oimid ledira soda. Then all of a sudden, v'nisma lemayim, it got full of water. There was a flood, it got full of water. So this is equivalent, just like we hear on the Afchad Gimel Amid Beis, that he had a calf of Zokiv Ledire. And Nizru Boi, so it becomes a Gine, it becomes Ois Roi Ledire. So Memele here, now that it's flooded, so Memele, so it's Ois Roi Ledire. Sova Rabbonu Lameima Kizroim Domi, Va'osa. Oma Lei Rav Abbe, Achua De Rove, Berei De Rav Mesharshi, Hoch Yamrini Meshmei De Rove, Mayim kinetoim domu vishori. Mayim is not like zroim. Zroim is a stira tadira, like dairi bayinchi. We said ilonis is faker, that enhances the dira. You have a place to sit in the shade. So memela, mayim kinetoim domi, faker, if you have water, you have an access to water in the kalfif, so that faker, that enhances the dira, vishori. So memela, it's muta. Omar HaMeimer, when do we say that Mayim enhances the Dire v'hu dechazin l'tashmishte, that this water is usable? Avolei chazin l'tashmishte oloi. Zogt Rashi, dechazu l'tashmishte l'shtiyah. You could use it for drinking purposes. It's pure water, so you could drink from it, so it's moiridik. So you, the ein l'cha dire mu'ula mizu, imagine, you have an outside faucet. You have water outside. You have an access to water. So memela fakel. So this is good. Rashi holds chazil tashmishta means if you could drinkable. The Mishnah Berurah brings down there's other rishonim that hold if you can use it for kvise, it's also good as long as it's not muddy water. So you could use it to wash clothing. So that's also called chazil tashmishta. So fakel, that's also mitashmishe dire. So it's also good. Avlechazin letashmishte, period. So now we know that if you hear a kalfif, that's yesami beisosayim, and it's hukif ledire, and it is hukif ledire, and it's nismala mayim, so fak, and the mayim is chazal etashmish, so faker, it's not mafkiye, the shame hekif dire that was till now. Okay, ein lecha dire meula mizu. Omar Ravashi, yeah. That what we said, that if it's chazi l'tashmishta, so it's good. Elo she'ein ba'oimkoi yoisom ibeisosoi. That the deep, you don't have deep water that is more than a beisosoi. Now we'll see, deep water means a minimum of 10 tfachim. You don't have deep water which is more than a beisosoi. Avlim yesh ba'oimkoi yoiser mi beisosoi. But if you have deep water, it's that more than a beisosoi, also. That's what he held. That already takes away from tashmishei dira. You have already deep water there, and it's more than a beisosoi, so that takes away from tashmishei dira, and it becomes also, it becomes a kamalus. And the Gemara disagrees with Ravashi, v'lav milsehi. Mididahavya akarya de peiri. It's not, it's just like a kri of peiris, to shot him in Rashi, and memele, so even though you'll have more than a basis, so you'll have. Now let us see, Rashi, what the lomdus is. She'ein ba'omkoi yoiser al basis, so klima. She'ein oimkoi shel mayim, the oimik of the mayim, that means you don't have mayim that's omuk, nivshat, it's not spread out, b'roichev yoiser al beisosoyim. That means you only have mayim amukim of a beisosoyim. You have mayim amukim of a beisosoyim. V'oimkoi shel stam mayim levatel mekoimoi midin karke yutfochem. So Rashi says, what is called oimkei shel mayim? That is mevatel, the din karke becomes ois karke, becomes now, it's now considered you have water here. It's not considered you have karke that's a little slippery or muddy. If you have a goiva, an oimek of yutfochem, so that makes it ois karke. Kedomrinem v'mesachis Shabbos, v'imho yerekak mayim, kamer kak mayim, poches miyutvochem. The Gemara in Shabbos says, if you have a reshus harab, and you have a puddle of water in the reshus harab, so till yutvochem, this is considered reshus harab, you'll be zayrek l'seich harekak, it's called reshus harab, because it's not meineya the hiloch harab. If you have yutvochem already, so it's chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmoy, and it's ois reshus harab. So we see, when is mayim chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmoy, it's considered a different entity, that is dafkad has an oimik of yutvochem. So memele, so that's what Ravashi said. So if you have mayim, that is chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmoy, that means it is yutvochem, and this mayim covers an area more than a beisosoyim, so then it becomes ois chazi ledire, and it's ois chazi ledire, and then you're not allowed to be metalt. The Gemara says v'lav milsehi midi dahav yakarya de peiri. What's karya de peiri? Kri shel peiros gavoya asore. If a person has a kri shel peiros, let us say in 87 and 88, these are the two pshatim of Rashi. Kri shel peiros, if you'll have a pile of peiros, gavoya asore. V'roichav k'roichav beis kur. Rashi learns karya is this two, it means to be megal on two inyonim. You have a pile of peiros, and it's the size of a beis kur. Leibot lo teiros dira misham. That means if you'll have a kalfif and you'll fill it up with peiros. So the peiros, even though you'll have a huge mound of peiros, more than the base kur, that does not take away from tashmishei dira. food doesn't take away from tashmishei dira. Umayim horuyim lishtiyah kepeiris dami. So my mail is equivalent to peiris. So what's gate miron? That you have a lot of water there. So what's this? So you have a reservoir in your kalfib. So what's this? It doesn't take away from tashmishei dira. Lishnachine a second pshat. What is pshat of karye? Midi dahava a karye de peire shoyche amuke, a type of a deep pit. Shematzim sham peire shafal pi shamuke sham har bei neitlmiem b'shabes, because it's not megareye from tashmishei dira. Zok taisves. Loy amoron el shein ba'oimkoi yoiser mi beisosoy. Peire, shein ba'oimkoi asore. You don't have an amount of mayim that's ba'oimkoi asore, bi yeser mi beisosoyim beroichet. That means you don't have more than a beisosoyim, you don't have more than a beisosoyim beroichet. Dahanoch, the amukim asore. So now Rashi explains what Rav Ashi held. Rav Ashi held, the Gemara says v'lav milsi, that's a gave nisham, the more water the better. But Rav Ashi held it as like, Rav Ashi held that if you have so much water that is an oimek asore, the hanoch the amukim asore havek hisroi. So that's already, that's mafkiye the tashmishei dira already, that's like zroi. So Memele, so now if we understand the lumdus of Ravashi, that an oimek asore has a chshivas of zroim, now we'll start understanding the shiurim of Ravashi. So it's like this. Va'osi kerab Shimon. So he holds, Ravashi holds, he's going according to Rab Shimon. The kaimalon kevosei. Now we hear Rab Shimon and Afrov Dalad Omad Alev. Rab Shimon holds, if you have a kalfif, if you have a gina hastis, that is a beisosoy, and the rest of the, then the rest is not zarua, so that's a chotzer. So Rab Shimon holds a beisosoy of, one is permitted to be metaltal from a gina that's a beisosoy to a chotzer, because it's all called one rishus, a gina and a chotzer, and a kalfif, they're all called one rishus. So Mamelis, if you have more than a base of soyim, so it becomes a kalmelis. So Mamelis, so then the whole thing becomes osa betiltu. It's poros bemilui lemakim osolo. But if you have only a base of soyim, which is, does not become osa, so Mamelis, the gina does not asa the chotza. That's what we hear on Dav Chavadalu Dabad Aleph. That a base of soyim is muta, according to Rab Shimon. So Memele, so Taisva says, so our Gemara held now that Mayim Amukim Eser Tvachim has a din of a gine. That's not called Tashmishei Dir anymore. So Memele, that is Pshat in the dimensions, he said. So if it is a base of soyim, so was a schlecht, one is permitted to be metalful nagina also of a base of soy. And the whole area will become mutter because it's called poritz b'milui l'mokim amutter. If it's more than a base of soy, then it becomes a kamus and everything is also. So that's what, v'osi, let us say taisus in the vein, v'osi kerab shimin. Del kaimalon kevosei, because we paskin like rab shimin. Del rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, afilu beis asoyim osa. Afilu you'll have a beis asoyim. So we'll say it's osa kedemrin and leel. That was the Gemara before, dafchav dalad amad aleph. That was the two lashainis in the Gemara. That if it's not a beis asoyim, it doesn't have achshivis and there's a bottle to the rest of the carpet. If it's a beis asoyim, it does have achshivis and it doesn't become bottle. And memela, then the rest of the carpet is poritz bimilui lemokim osa. So Memele, so we paskin like Rab Shimon. Umayri. So now we have to figure out the whole thing. It is speaking about kigoin dahavi miyut mayim ha'amukim yut. So you have to say that it is speaking about that the mayim, which is amuk yut, is a miyut of the kalfit. could see somehow in the picture how he made it, that there's a small area that you could see on the bottom, it's Omek Yud, and later it starts going on a slant, so then it's 9 and weiter. So if you look at this picture, so Roiv of this Kalfif is not, does not have Mayim Amukim, Yud. It's only a Miyud. So now we understand the halacha very well. That means like this, you have a Miyud that is a Gine. So according to Rab Shimon, that a Gine is called one Rishus with a Kalfif. So the rest of the Kalfif is not considered Porotz Lamokim Osoloi. So Mamela, so then the whole thing is Mutta. If you'll have more than a base of soil, you'll become a Kamalist, then it'll become Biyasa, because it's Porotz Lamokim Osoloi. According to the Chachomim, that a Gine and a Kalfif are two different reshuyeh, so if it's a base of soyim, also the whole area will be also because it's porotz lamokim ha'osaloi. So that is how Tosfos and Ma'arik are going to have a miyut. This is a miyut of the whole area, ma'im amukim yut. The have rube, if we would say that it is roiv, if roiv of the sode would be, roiv of the kalfif, I mean, would be a base of soyim. Is hanor sheine mukim asore have a mitzvah b'teilum el gabi roi va'osa kedamrin alel. The Gemara had said before, afilo according to the Rab Shimon, if roi of the field was zarua, even though it's a base of soyim, and a mitzvah is not nizra, so the mitzvah becomes bottled to the roi, and we consider like you have yeser mi base of soyim shezarua. That was the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet. So Memeila is a Tachtaisus. He has also the same thing. So we have to make these akimtis. Rav Ashi held that has a Teiris Zrua. And the Paskin Zayt Rav Shimon. And it is speaking about that a miyut of the Kalf of his Omer Kasorim. So then, everything is Mutta. Yes, a Misa Beis Asayim, so everything will be Yosa. But if it will be Roiv, a Filo according to Rav Shimon will be Yosa. That's one pshat. V'ri meforish, v'ri is a different shot. Da'afilu roiv mayim amukim namishori. Even if roiv of the sode is mayim amukim, it will also be mutter. Even though it's roiv of the sode, kiven the leke elo beis osoyim bein amukim or bein she'ein amukim. If you'll only have a beis osoyim, and bein amukim and bein she'ein amukim, it adds up only to beis asoyim, lo yichshive kizroim. Then it does the vachshives of zroim at all. Elo domu l'netoim, the domu l'boyer. Fakert, a different cheshbon. That a beis asoyim does not have a shame zroim, because boyeris had such a shear of a beis asoyim. Umiyu, so fakert, that's the cheshbon over here. Now it's going according to Rab Shimon. It doesn't have a shame zroim in Ganson. If it's a base or soim, it doesn't have a shame zroim. Umiyu, it has a shame boyer. And a boyer is no stira to dire. Umiyu, be yes or mi base or soim. If it's more than a base or soim, also. She'ein derech shucha meleya mayim, a cavity in the earth, I mean like this, like we have in this kalfif, lasi she'isim mi base or soim, v'chashivik is zroim. Then it's considered zroim. Ah, for gab the gabbi boyer, if you'll have a boyer that's more than a base of soim, I feel rabbi the layosa, be yes, me base of soim, be mechitzes gmure, eladavke be pasim, ke de kamalelzu mechitze veilu pasim. And my mechitze, it also be moide, that if you have a boyer more than a base of soim, will be mutter. Haino davke be boyer, a mesukin kilchose, alvashu chaloi. So Tosfos, the riyas gor anander pshat. Aces Tosfos first learned that it's Zichah has a shame Zroim. No, the base of Zroim is a shear that it won't answer the rest. And it's going according to Rab Shimon. The re learned Pshat Punfakel, that till a base of Zroim, it's not Zroim in Ganser. Till a base of Zroim has a shame Boyer. So Memela, so it's Dire. More than a base of Zroim, then it has a shame Zroim. So it doesn't have till Rab Shimon and the Chachomim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful picture over here. Let us look at picture 91. Let us study the picture a minute, and then we'll go to the Gemara. Let's study the picture from the top to the bottom. We have all the way in the back, we have here a Rishus HaRab. Then we have here a Mavui, with a Tzuras HaPesach over there, and the Mavui goes, that's a Mavui. The Mavui opens up into a Rechava. We have here the Rechava we see is wider than the Mavui, and the Mavui opens up into the Rechava. Now the Rechava, there's a Shvil Shel Kramim, and let's make the picture a little better than it is. The Ritva says that there was Goder Mizeh Mizeh. That means the Shvil, there was a fence around the Shvil on the two sides. And this was the Shvil Shel Kramim. So you have a Mavui, a Rechove, a Shvil Shel Kramim. Now the Shvil Shel Kramim ended by a river. And we have over here a Gudo Dinara. That means this was the edge of the river, which was 10 Tfachim high. And then we had a Noho. So now we have a picture of a whole area of a Shtot, which was Pum Nare. Now we'll understand the Sugya Bezer Hashem. Zog the Gemara. Ha'hu ahi rechove. There was a rechove. The rechove was in the middle. Da havoi bepum nare. That wasn't pum nare, was a place. The chad gise, on one side, and over it, on the top of it, have a psiach lemosa. It opened up into a mavui. The chad gise, and on the other side of this rechove, have a psiach leshvil shel kramim. It opened up to a shvil shel kramim. Ushvil shel kramim, and the shvil shel kramim, have a solik leguda dinare. The shvil shel kramim ended by the guda dinare. That means there was 10 tfachim by the edge of the river till the water started, so that it ended by the guda shel nare. Omar Abaye heichi navet. What can we do now? Now let us find out what the problem was. So let us see Rashi. Ha'i rechova yaiser mi beis osayim have. So this middle rechove was more than a beis osayim. V'loi hukva ledire. And there wasn't hukif ledire. So now we know, so this rechove had a din karmelis already. It's yaiser mi beis osayim. It's not hukif ledire. So this is a karmelis. Pum nare sheimokim. Chad gise, on one side, pasuach, it opened up lemosa, lemovoi shebeir, the mavoi of the city, shekolo lirchovazu, the mavoi opened up into this rechove. On the other side, shvil shel kramim. So Rashi says, diyorim hoyu boy. In the shvil shel kramim, there were people living there. That's why he made houses over there, that there should be diyorim. Why Rashi made diyorim there, we'll see later. But al kaponim, Rashi had to say that there was diyorim. Heichi navet. So what was the problem that was that the rabbi had? L'shemishrinu lekulu. He wanted to be matter this whole area over here, the mavui, the rechove, and the shvil shel kramim. Because it was a tremendous problem. Sherei rechove zu kamlasi. This rechove was a kamlas. It wasn't mukif ledire. Voiseres kol amovi v'yes ha-shvil. This rechove asserled the mavui in the shvil. Why? Because the mavui was pasuach b'milui. It was poritz b'milui to the rechove. The shvil was poritz b'milui to the rechove. So memeile, so everything was also because of this rechove. And without it, sheyesh loy shalosh mechitzes. The shvil had shalosh mechitzes. The gude dinar, on the two sides of the shvil, there's one mechitzes. The gude dinar, mechitze mal yosei, shegoi v'asore. And by the gude dinar, that's also a teres mechitze, who's gavoi yasore, so say good asse. So memeile, you had two good reshuyes with three mechitzes, the mother had a tzuras a Pesach and two mechitzes. Avol arechove ois chosav. That means if you take everything from consideration, you start from the beginning of the mavui to the end of the shvil, and you'd make it all one big area, so it's a mavui sosum. But the problem was the rechove talz kalya gemachdo. The rechove has a din karmelis, since it's not mukiv ledire, nitiyesam ibei sosayim. So the rechove was a monkey wrench that spoiled everything. You couldn't be metaltal in the mavui, you couldn't be metaltal in the shvil. Aber der Rechava is rosan, lefisha prutzin hein bemiluan le karmelis. Because I, the mavoi, inside the shvil, wa porots bemiluan le karmelis. Baha dam rinem bepere kamim ho ya mavoi kolo le Rechava in tzorich klum. So Rashi says, when mekeves le dire. They're speaking about a mavoi that was mukif le dire. Baha yu ba di yoyrim koma. Kedemav le kosem ein hirvu le lo hirvu. Avol Rechove, Rashi Yisoyis himself on Dav Zayin, but let's not go into that. Avol Rechove, Karmelis also, Kedabrini Beishmaite, Bikem Mikan or Bikem Mikan, so then you need a tikkun in order to be matter the Movi. If something is you need a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan and a Lechi Mikan, you have to do something. Heichi Navid Lahater Eskulon. So what can we do to be matter all these three things? The Bnei Ha'ir decided that this Rechava, they're going to use it. They're going to be mishtamish with this Rechava. So now it's going to become Mukif Ledire. V'shuv lo itehevi kamlis. They wanted to be mishtamish with this Rechava. And in Mele, if they're Bishtamish, and now it's called Mukiv Ledir, a Bishuv like to have a calmness. V'tehei hi, v'kulon mutorim. That's how the P.E.B.E.T.E. brings down a good girse. So then the Rechove, and v'kulon with Avav, mutorim. Everything will be mutor. If the Rechove will become Mukiv Ledir. But we have a problem. Now they want to be mishtamish tashmish edir in this rechove. Now it's going to be used by the Bnei Ha'ir. But we have a problem. We have the hekif which is surrounding the rechove, the walls which are surrounding the rechove. So when they were made, it wasn't hukif ledir, it's hukif lepsayf posach. No, we had an etzer before, so what do you do? You make a pirtze yeser me yeser, and then you goiter it. No, that here wasn't a practical eitzer. V'gedel shel avonim ha'isa rechove zumu kefes. V'kosh shelem livreitz pirtze yeser me yeser legotro ledira adaitel d'shtam shebo b'nei bo v'yishvil. May hashtav levik yiposach lepsei fukav. In Lomdis, that's the eitzah of what you do. You pirates gather, but the pirates gather, he needed a bulldozer. So memela bulldozer they didn't have, kedishmur. So memela they didn't have a bulldozer. They wanted to be matal till now. Till now they weren't able to be matal. Till now they had a heter for the rechove, but without a bulldozer. So my mele, was tut me? Hat me gekommen zu Abaye, Omar Abaye, heich in Avet. Very interesting. Abaye did not say, was willst du besitzen, me gelebt, als er on Togen, me weiter leben on Togen. It seems Abaye didn't hold like that. Abaye held, if there's an Eitze, you could be materit, af men suchen an Eitze. No, the Shaila is what the Eitze is. So Abaye said, well, so let's get back to the Gemara. Omar Abaye, heich in Avet. Levit lein mechitze agude dinare. Let us make a mechitze agude dinare. Now let us turn the page in the Perish Chai 92. We're going to make a mechitze shalkanim. This is not an expensive ordeal. We're going to make a mechitze shalkanim agude dinare. So let us see what we'll accomplish with this. Levit lein mechitze shalkanim agude dinare. Kloima. Lehevi shvil, let's make the shvil kemoisef al rechove. will make in Lomdis that the Shvil is an addition to the Rechov. It's one big Rishus. The Nehave Rechovo Ushvil Chat. So it's one big Rishus. The Nehave Hach Mechitze Davdinim Bishvil. So now when we're making this Mechitze on the over the Gude Denare, we're making this Mechitze for the Shvil. But this is encircling the Rechava also. This is a Mechitze for the Rechava also. So we're making it the Nevi Hach Mechitze Davdinim Bishvil. Now we are making this mechitza shalkanim for the rechove, because they're going to use this now. So this is a mechitza for the rechove. Ki ilu avdinin la berchove gufal adire. It's just like we made in the rechove gufal adire. Dave posach le b'soif hukav. Now we have people, the bnei hashvil, are mishtamish in the rechove. So they are mishtamish now, so that you have dire. Now you don't have mechitze. So we're going to make now a mechitze. This mechitze is encompassing the shvil plus the rechove. It's makiv the rechove also. This is a mechitze for the rechove, and this mechitze is made after was hukiv ledir already. After there was dir, it's pasach lebesayif hukav, because the bnei hashvil are mishtamish in the rechove. So memele, so you now have the dir, and this mechitze is not an expensive affair. It's kanim, and this will be considered pasach lebesayif hukav. Zaktabaye ein eisen mechitza al gabi mechitza, but we didn't do anything, we didn't accomplish anything. Zaktrashi kiven de gude gevoya asor, since the gude is already 10 tfachim high, so memela we say good asik already, so we have already this mechitza already was maki from before. This mechitza of good asig was makiv the rechove before the rechove became mishtamish ledire. So you have already a mechitza here already. So memela, by putting this kanim, you're not creating a new mechitza. You have a, it's the kind of old mechitza. Given the good of gevoya asoro, since the good is 10 tfachim tall, Kol ma she meisif and all that, whatever you add on to the good, hagvos oise mechitza atzma, but you're picking up that mechitza. Shereim hoya magviye kol mechitzas arechove ledire. What'll be if you'd be magviye mechitzas arechove? We have a mechitza, let's say in picture 92. Towards the end of the picture, towards the top of the picture, we have the mechitzas arechove. So you have a mechitza here. So I'll make this mechitza taller. I'll make this mechitza taller. Will I accomplish anything? That's not called I'm making a new mechitza. The mechitza's here before. So if I am agvi kol mechitza samachavol adirolei mahani, at she yivritz bo pilsa yisroso, v'yarza v'yigdel adire. You have to take away the mechitza, make a new mechitza. If you have a mechitza there, you say good asik, so by just making the mechitza taller, you did not accomplish anything whatsoever. So memela, that's not an eight. V'le'avid le'tzures ha'pesach, apumo d'shvil shel kromim. So Rashi says over here, let's make a tzures ha'pesach, let's read picture 93. We're going to make a tzures ha'pesach, apumo, and by the entrance of the shvil shel kromim. So let us see what will we accomplish with that. So Rashi, le'avid le'tzures ha'pesach, apumo d'shvil shel kromim. Tapasuach lochov. Now this shvil shel kromim is pasuach lochov. The migu, the mahani l'shvil, shelo yehei porotz lochov. Shafilu hoya pasuach l'shus harabim moyoloi. Lahani nami lochov liyis leitais v'zeh hekif ledire. Now Rashi had a problem over here. And Rashi answered this problem with Amigo. Now, there's a big problem over here. If you're going to make a Tzuras HaPesach, now this Tzuras HaPesach, we'll see, Rashi held, this Tzuras HaPesach, there was not more than 10 amos over here. There wasn't a pilz over here. So this tzuras haPesach was, let's say, 8 amos. He had 8 amos here to begin with. Well, let's say there were 7 amos, 5 amos. There was 5 amos to begin with. Now, so by making a tzuras haPesach for the Rechava doesn't need a tzuras haPesach. Legabi the Rechava, if we're looking on Vidan Legabi the Rechava, by the Rechava, this is a Pesach of the Rechava. By the Shvil Shel Kovei Mitzporetz B'Milui. But B'Legabi, the Rechava, it's a Pesach of the Rechava. So that means like this. The Rechava Mitzad Atzmoi is Mukif Mechitzis. So there's Mechitzis on all four sides. It has the Pesach was, let's say, 5 Amis, 4 Amis. So there's Mechitzis on all four sides. It has Psochim. And nothing was Hukif Ledire. The Rechava is in Heisavasa. The Rechava has problems. But Rashi says, let's forget about the Rechava a minute. Let's think about the Shvil Shel Kromim. The Shvil Shel Kromim is also, the Shvil Shel Kromim is, not, we weren't allowed to be metalp on the Shvil Shel Kromim, because the Shvil Shel Kromim was poritz b'miluai to the Rechava. So therefore, he wasn't allowed to be metalp. Zogt Rashi, I'm going to make a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shvil Shel Kromim. I'll make a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shvil Shel Kromim. So let's say, did the Tzuras HaPesach accomplish something? It sure did. For the Shvil Shel Kromim, Zichet accomplished. Why? Because before the Shvil Shel Kromim was Poritz B'Milua HaPesach, so the Shvil Shel Kromim is also B'Tiltul, because it's Poritz B'Milua to the Rechava. The Rechava is a Kamalist. Now that I make the Tzuras HaPesach, so I just made now a Mechitze for the Shvil Shel Kromim. So the Shvil Shel, so the Tzuras HaPesach is a Teiris Mechitze for the Shvil Shel Kromim. For the Shvil it is a Teiris Mechitze. So now Rashi says the din of Migu. Migu it has a Teiris Mechitze for the Shvil. So we'll get a Teiris Mechitza for the Rechava ready. And this is a Mechitza that's made after Tukav Ladira, because now people are living. Migu is a Lomdus of Migu. In Sukkah we have Migu David Doifel in your Shabbos, David Doifel in your Sukkah. There's a Lomdus of Migu. So Memela Sarashi is saying that this was Niluya Shainfall over here. We're going to make a Tzuris HaPesach for the Shvil Shel Kromim. And for the Shvil Shel Kromim, it's Ichi as a Teiris Mechitze. To be Mata, the Shvil Shel Kromim, it shouldn't be Poritz B'Milui to the Rechove. And now we'll say, Migur as a Teiris Mechitze Legabi the Shvil. So even though there's no Pirtze of more than Yudamis by the Rechove, but he'll now get a Teiris Mechitze for the Rechove. And this is a Mechitze that's already Posach L'Besoifel Kav. So this will be Mata the Rechove. Now let us see Rashi in the Beinik. Le'evid le'tzuras ha-pesach ha-pumah d'shvil shel kromim. Let us make a tzuras ha-pesach on the pumah d'shvil shel kromim. The pasuach l'chovah, the shvil shel kromim is pasuach l'chovah. The migu de bahani l'shvil. The bald, this tzuras ha-pesach helps for the shvil. Shelo yehei poritz l'chovah, that the shvil should not be poritz b'milui to the rechovah. And we see at Tzuras HaPesach al Shafil hoye pasuach l'shus harabim hoyeloi. If you have a shvil that's pasuach l'shus harabim, also Tzuras HaPesach helps. Is lahani nami l'chovo. So now, since there's a teiris mechitze legabi the shvil, so we have a teiris mechitze legabi the rechove, liyis lo tois v'zeh hekev l'dira. So what we added now, this mechitze we made now, this is called hekev l'dira. Zok de Gemara. So the first eitz alom, this is nishke v'nois kalben. This is shen yo alom dish eitz. V'levet leitzures ha-pesach ha-pume d'shvil shel kromim. So the Gemara osi gam leishod yilei. But we have a problem over here. As we see in the picture, there were gmalim that used to go through the shvil shel kromim. Let us see Rashi. Osi gmali, d'haboin lishtois, min ha'ir derech mavoi leil chove mishan l'shvil elano. We have to understand there was a whole traffic line of gemalim that used to go down to the no to drink water. This was their water supply. So memele, the gemalim used to go through the shvil. The shodin lo, so they're going to throw down the tzuras haPesach. Shoye pesach haShvil tzalem. It was already a narrow was a narrow shvil. Va'achshav hu doichkon. And now he's going to make nachatzulas ha-pesach nachoichetetzu. So it's going to make it even narrower. You can be assured this tzulas ha-pesach will not have ariches yomim. So memele, it's not oimed liskayim. So memele, so that is also not an eitzah. Ela omar Abai. So Abai said, I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Ela omar Abai, eleved lechi, apitzcha deshvil shall come in. Let's make a lechi there. So let's look in picture 94. We won't make a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach takes up too much space. We're going to make a lechi koldohu. A lechi helps with an oivi koldohu. In the same lundis. Elama by levud lechi apischa the shvil shall kromim the migu the mahani the shvil shall kromim mahani nami lerechove. Zot Rashi lechi anodz boretz. We're gonna stick it into the ground. Rashi says stick in the ground basically. You can bang it to the gifufim over here. I don't know why you have to stick it into the ground. Okay, va'av yoy mashu, and you're gonna make it thick a mashu. The ain gmalim noigim boy. Amashu is takamashu. So the gmalim won't know about it. They won't touch it. So now we'll say the same lomnus we said before. But now the lomnus is called the filler for the gmalim also. The migu the mahani lishvil etaltu boy. So now this lechi has a teiras machitze. For the shvil etaltu boy, the loihavi hash the poritz lekalmus. The shvil is now not poritz lekalmulis. Mahani nami lerechovo liyis lehekev ledire. So now this lechi, it's called a mechitza that we are makiv to rechovo ledire. V'yatireno letalto bo. Ube lav migu. Rashi says, why did the Gemara have to say migu loy mishtarye? Doho pesach shebein rechovo leshvil lehoye yoyse meyes. Here Rashi explains why I need migu. Before the Gemara didn't mention migu, Rashi mentioned migu. Now here the Gemara mentions migu. Because this Pesach that was between the Rechov and the Shvil wasn't Yosem Yeser. The Chol Kama Disosem Lay Ledira Lav Kluma. Stamazoy, I'm making a steamer. Stamazoy, I'm making a steamer, so it's garnished. The Chol Pesach steamer Mal Yisi. Before it was 4 amas wide, so there was a steamer there to begin with. The Sosem Vayimetu, so it's Sosem, so I'm not making a new Mechitze. But now that I'm coming with a lomdis of migu, so migu is the halomdis, migu dava mechitza le bishvil ashvil, so it's a mechitza bishvil ha, so now it's a mechitza bishvil ha rechova. That was Abaye's teretz. Oma lei rove. So rove told him, no, it's not a good answer. Yoimru, if you're gonna stick a lechi over there, Yaimru lechi moyel lishvil shall kromim da alma. They're gonna start saying, Abaye put up a lechi over there. Here's a hechsher of Abaye. So they're gonna go away and say, a lechi helps lishvil shall kromim da alma. Let us see what Rashi says. Lishvil shall kromim da alma. The loisolik ligude dinar. You have to understand Abaye. You're being marshal this area. You're being marsha this area with a lechi. Now, so we have over here the lechi is a mechitza. We have here the two sides. We have two mechitzas on both sides. Now, in the end of the shvil shel kromim, there's a no. So really, it looks like a movi mefulish. So you need a tikkun on the other side. But there's no tikkun. So in lomdus there's a tikkun. Because the good denare has a teiris mechitz, and you say good asik. But in order to see the good asik dike mechitzes, you have to have lom de shoigen. The hamoinam didn't have lom de shoigen. So they're gonna pass by, and they're going to see that there's a tettle outside, this shvil is a pia hechshev for Nabaye. So they'll see, be'einai reisi, there's a lechi on one, there was a movi mefulish. On the other side, there was nothing there. You can go and see for yourself. There's nothing there. And the lechi, you see, had a movi mefulish, and the lechi was mater on one side, and there's a hechsher. So Mamela, so Rava said, you can't give such a heter. It's too misleading. The shvil shall come in the alma without a mechitza beruach chavis. Elo marove. No, we're going to do, you had a good eitzah, but we're going to make the lechi on the other side. Elo marove, avdina le lechi le pischa de moso. We're going to put the lechi by the Pesach. Let's look in picture 95. We're going to put the lechi. The movi also had a problem. The movi was poritz to the rechava. So we're going to put the lechi on the Pesach where the movi is poritz to the rechava b'milui. So we're going to make a lechi over there. And then it's gevaldik. The migu, the mahani lemosa. Now since it, now we'll say the same lomdas. The migu, the mahani lelechi lemosa. Since it is a teiras mechitze for the mavoi, mani nami lerechovim. Zog trashi. The migu, the mahani lemosa, le taltal bemavoi, kedamrinen bepeirikame. Now you could be metaltal in the mavoi. This ratye mikan ubika mikan. If you have on one side a reshus arabim, on the other side you have a bika. Isetzuras a pesach mikan, and that was we had in the beginning. That's here in picture 95. So you have a reshus a pesach on one side. Sratye mikan. So you make the reshus a pesach. The lechi akeirim mikan. V'chanam ilev do baroi shem avibsuch reshus arabim reshus a pesach. And this lechi will be matter the mavoi. Now we'll say migo, it's a mechitza legabi the mavoi, so it's a mechitza legabi the rechov. This was Rav's answer. Now let us see Taisvis. Ahi rechove, dahave bepum nare dechad gise, pasuach le mosa, dechad gise, pasuach le shvil. Perish a contrast. The rechove zu kamalis. The rechove era teres kamalis. Even though on top of the movi, as we have in picture 95, there was a tzuras ha-pesach, it was completely sosum. But that's garnished. But the other roish of the movi was poritz b'milui to a kamalis. The gamas ashvil in this rechova asad the shvil also shahoyulay shalish mechitzes. The shvil had also three mechitzes. The good of the nare mechitze malye. That's a good mechitze on the good of the nare. Va'af al gav del rechova havi gefufim. Frektach toisves. The rechova had gefufim. That means let's look at this picture. Let's say picture 95. That means the mavoi in the shvil was poritz b'milui, but the rechove had gefufim on both sides. The rechove there was gefufim. Kedemucha chasugye lemahani lemavoi uleshvil. So now Taisus is asking Amoira de Kekashe, without making this new lechi. Let's see better if we look at picture 91. In picture 91, we have a close view of everything. The mavoi was poritz b'milui, but it has gefufim in the rechove. There are gefufim on both sides. The same thing, the shvil is poritz b'milui, but on the rechove there are gefufim on both sides. So lechayre, so Taisus asks Amoira de Kekashe. So these gefufim should be considered like nire mibachutz veshava mibefnim. So you have your lechi already. Lechayre, why was this osa? Let's forget about the rechov. Abaye wanted to make a tikkun akloli to be matter the rechov also. Let's forget about the rechov. But lechayre, the shvil and the shvil and the mavoi had gefufim, which is nire mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, so they should become mutter, be teiras lechi. They have their lechi already. So why would they yosem? V'av al gav del rechova hoye gefufim, k'debucha chasugye, loy mahani lemovi leshvil, mishim de nire mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, nire mishim lechi. So why don't they have their lechi? So Tais was a moire de kolomdes. The kibin blei mahani le rechove gufem. Since this lechi does not help for the rechav alone. Kol shkein d'loy mahani l'movoy u'lishvil. So the Magi and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains this Tosfos as follows. There's a meiridike kash on this Tosfos. L'chayre, this din that nire, the Chazanish asks this kashe, the Sas Emes asks this kashe, that the halacha of a lechi that's nire mi befnim, in nire mi bachutz v'shove mi befnim, helps a filu by a movi that's pesuach l'shus harabim. Now, will you say that since it helps only because it's good for the reshus harabim, it's good for the movi? It doesn't do anything for the reshus harabim. Every movi that's pesuach to a reshus harabim, l'alacha we hold that nire mi bachutz, the shove mi befnim has a teres lechi, so it's good for the movi, even though it doesn't help for the reshus harabim. Here Tosfos has a meira de kolomdus over here. Tosfos says, since it doesn't have a teiris mechitza for the rechove, because it can't be matter the rechove, because l'gabi the rechove was hukav l'psay posach, so since it doesn't have a teiris mechitza for the rechove, it doesn't have a teiris mechitza for the movi. Where do you see such a halacha that nire mibifnim meshava mibachutz has to have a teiris mechitza for the outside reshus? So others say, that such a nirami bachutz, like a tough, that means we have like a regular tough, that it's going towards, away from the movi. So others say that Tosfos held that wouldn't be good by a reshus harabim. Seems as machlekes apoiskim in this, that wouldn't be good in the reshus harabim. So the only way, if it's nirami bachutz, by going away from the movi, so memele, that's only good if it would be good for the rechove. If it would be good for the rechove, then I will say migu, it's a mechitza for the rechove, so it's a mechitza for the movi. But since for the rechove it has never teiris mechitza, because it is hukaf l'b'sayf posach, so memele hu adin, it has never teiris mechitza for the movi. Let us see nochmal Tosfos. So Tosfos says, by mahani lamovi l'shvil mishum denira mibachutz v'shav mibnim nida mishum lechi. The given the loy mahani l'rchove gufe, since it can't help for the l'rchove, koshkeng loy mahani lamovi l'shvil. U'shvil peirish hakunteris. Rashi said the shvil shall kromim the isbei diyorim. That there were diyorim in the shvil. Now why did Rashi have to say this? Va'osi shaper hoda kamrinam besomoch the mahani lechi l'shvil. The Gemara wanted to say an eitzin. Now that was a bayis eitzin. Not the Gemara wanted to say. A bayis said that you're going to make a lechi for on the Pesach of the shvil. And migu the lechi is a teres mechitza for the shvil. Is a teres mechitza for the rechov. So lechayre taisis estam had a meiridike kasha. A lechi only helps for a movui that's pesuach like bottom v'chatzeres. How can this lechi help for the shvil shel kromim? It's not pesuach like bottom v'chatzeres. So therefore, Rashi said that no, the shvil shel kromim had bottom v'chatzeres. So memela that's a shvil perish akuntres. There is by the yoyrim. Vasi shape hoda kamrinim besomach. The mahani lechi l'shvil. The e aim bottom vachatzeres pesuchim lesoichoi. If there wouldn't be bottom vachatzeres loyhaya mishteri belechi, so wouldn't be muta belechi. The kan chaza by Rashi mashapirsh bepei kama the rechove dohosam less by the yerim. Here Rashi said over there the rechove did have the yerim. Here Rashi was chaisa. Le'eved mechitze agude denar. So Abaye started making a cheshbon. Should we make a mechitza over the good of denarim? The lehevi shvil. We'll consider the shvil kemoisif ala rechova, that this is in addition to the rechova. The tehevi shvil u rechova chat. So we'll consider the shvil and the rechova as one. The tehevi hach mechitza ki lo din lo berechova. Zaktais ves venire. The hoya sham roichev yaiser me asa. So Tosfos, now Tosfos has a problem. How can this gude, how can this mechitza shel kanim help if we would assume that the shvil shel kromim was not more than eser? So how could it help? How could it help? That the near the shamroch of yaisem yaser or kach aydeya mechitza nechshev mukel levbire. The ibe eser belav ochi habesosim vaimid. Afilo was poritz melula naro yedai belechi mashu. Elo yoyoyse meyesa. Lekach lehoye mahani afilo tzuos ha-pesach lerav. So Taisvis says as follows. So Taisvis learns pshat that if we look at the shvil shel kromim and look at picture 92, I think this picture was made b'diyuk godel. If we look at the shvil, it looks the shvil is thinner by the top and wider by the bottom. And according to Taisvis, you have to say this. Why? Because Taisvis has a whole chashm. Taisvis says that you need over here a mechita that's yeser meyeser. Because we want to be soisem apirze. So it has to be yeser meyeser. So that's why the Gemara was very much medayik. The Gemara started off when we're making a mechitza gude denare. The Gemara didn't speak about a lechi. The Gemara didn't speak about a tzuras apesach. The Gemara spoke about a mechitza. So Taisus was amira de kedayik. And why didn't the Gemara speak about a tzuras apesach? Because the Gemara is going according to Rav, that a tzuras apesach doesn't help yeser meyeser. Why didn't the Gemara speak about a lechi? Because a tzuras apesach doesn't help yeser meyeser. So it is speaking about that this pirtze is yeser meyeser, which is gevaldik. So Memela, by putting up the kanim, bemokim this pirtze, I'm now making a hekif for the Rechove, and this is a beautiful Hekev, and the Shvil is an extension of the Rechove, so I'm now being Makif, the Rechove, with a Mechitza Yeser, Meyes. And the Gemoni says, there's a problem, it's Mechitza Al-Gabi Mechitza, it's already, I have the Mechitza, a good Asik Dike Mechitza, that's the problem. But without that problem, this would be a Meir Dike Eitzit. But if we assume that this pirtz is yeser meyeser, so let's come back to Abaye's ultimate eitz. What was Abaye's eitz? You should make a lechi in the beginning of the shvil. If it's yeser meyeser, how could you make a lechi in the beginning of the shvil? So that's why this picture is meyerdik meduyik. The beginning of the shvil, there wasn't yeser meyeser. In the beginning of the shvil, it was eser or pochas meyeser. The end of the shvil, it was yeser meyeser. So memele, so that's the cheshbon of the Gemara. So first the Gemara said, you should make this a mechitze on the area that's yeser meyeser aguda denar. Now the Gemara said there's a problem, a mechitze al gabi mechitze. But like this, it would have helped, because here you have a pirtze yeser meyeser.